Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Rory, and together we are
the Romies.
We are married
to each other.
Right. We are a touring musical duo.
And our music has taken us to all kinds of places all around the world and keeps us always on the go.
So we hope you enjoy our stories and adventures while running around working to keep all your plates spinning.
And we hope to facilitate your busy lifestyle and feed your inner travel bug.
So, live from the Los Angeles Travel and Adventure Show.
So I'm here at the LA Travel and Adventure Expo, and I'm here with my new friend, Zach.
Yes.
I'm walking by and I see this booth that says Chocolate Fest, and of course I had to stop by because that's one of my favorite topics. So.
Well, who doesn't love chocolate, right?
Weird people don't love chocolate.
Exactly.
If you don't love chocolate, then we'll talk with you later. But, Zach, tell us what you do.
Well, I represent a tourism board in Grenada.
Okay.
And Grenada is known as a spice island. We do a lot of nutmeg, cinnamon, cloves. But also, our soil is so fertile and so rich, we grow some of the world's best and most amazing chocolate.
Now,
it's sustainably produced, organically sourced, organically produced, and it's really, really high-quality chocolate. We have a chocolate festival every year from May 1st to 6th where you can come and you can really get involved in the entire production of chocolate. You can join the chocolate, the guys who make the chocolate, you can get pick it from the trees, you can see how it's made from tree to bar, you can roll up your sleeves and really get involved and make your own chocolate.
Really?
You can also get involved in making chocolate-infused beauty products, you can try some of our world-famous chocolate rum. There's even a local microbrewery on the island that makes a chocolate porter beer. So you can get chocolate infused in all the food. In Grenada, we do everything that we can do in, that has chocolate in it. And it's phenomenal. It really, really is.
What are some of the weirdest combinations of food that you've seen that they've added chocolate or infused chocolate?
Chocolate lobster. That blew my mind, but it worked. It worked. I mean, there's all kinds of really, really interesting dishes with the chocolate, the cinnamon, the nutmeg. I mean, you get your sweeter and your different desserts, but then they even put chocolate in some savory food and then some seafood, and it's really good. There's chocolate rubs that you can put on your chicken, gives it a really nice touch. I mean, yes,
nice.
Tons of it.
And you can buy the rubs?
You can.
Yeah.
And the chocolate gravy for steak, I never ever thought I could taste anything that would make steak even better than it already is. The chocolate gravy on steak is to die for.
You heard it here, folks, right here.
Yep.
That's awesome. Okay, so the fest is in May.
Yep.
And you said it's all organic chocolate as well,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's super cool.
And the good thing about it in Grenada is you can get lots of different types of chocolates. You can get 65%, which is your more traditional, sweeter chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can go more darker and you can get 70, 75%, 80% chocolate, which is more authentic, how the cocoa tastes, how it comes out. And it's got less sugar content, so it's good for you. It's got natural antioxidants. It's really healthy. So it's what I like to call guilt-free chocolate.
Yes. And when you're staying healthy, then it's easier to be on the go and easier to travel and do
exactly
what you need to do. So it's always important to take care of yourself. And we think chocolate is not only good for antioxidants and all that, but it's also good for the soul. So
absolutely.
That's my philosophy. So you mentioned making your own chocolate. Tell us a little bit more about that. If we go to the festival, how could we make our own chocolate?
Well, you come to the plantation where the chocolate is produced, and you can get to meet the farmers. You get to go in there. You help dry the seeds. You see how it's made. And then when they have the chocolate, the melting, you can decide what you want to put in it. You can infuse it with nutmeg, with cocoa, with coconut, with cinnamon. There's a ton of different spices that we grow on the same farm where the chocolate is made, and you can have your own chocolate. You can make it as strong, as rich, as creamy as you like, and you can put the ginger, the nutmeg, you can put whatever you want, little dishes in there to give it your own little flavor, and it comes out with your own special, unique blend that you made, and you can make a few bars and share them with your friends.
That's amazing. What is someone gonna pay for an experience like that?
That one I'm not 100% sure. It wouldn't cost you too much because you come to the chocolate factory and you do a tour. The tours are very, very, very affordable. But then with the chocolate factory, the chocolate festival, they have these tours that are already pre-packaged, but then you can come anytime throughout the year and you can book to do these things on your own. So it's very affordable. I couldn't give you an exact price right now. I don't want to get it wrong.
Yeah, okay. And you mentioned, like, if we make our own chocolate, if we want to go make our own chocolate, y'all are going to see me make my own chocolate at some point, because this is awesome. If we do that, do you have multiple you could visit and you could make chocolate at multiple, or is it one?
I know of one, but I know we have five chocolate factories on the island, so I'm sure during the Chocolate Fest, this is something you can work out with any of them, at any other time of the year.
Yeah. The fest is in May, so that's obviously a good time to come and visit Grenada, but are there other times of year where maybe it's not tourist season, but the weather is still really great?
The weather's great year-round. August is a great time. We've got our carnival. And in the carnival, you can get involved with the Juve, where everyone covers themselves in paint. There's a special band at Juve that covers themselves in chocolate. So you can do chocolate-themed things year-round. It's a lovely island. The rainforest is fantastic, and the beaches are fantastic. So yeah, we're below the hurricane belt, so you don't have to worry about hurricane season. You can come and enjoy it all year-round.
Nice. Okay. So what would you say is off-season or the slowest season?
The slowest season would typically be in North American summer, June, July, where it's a bit hotter, and people don't feel the need to get away and escape to the Caribbean because it's not so cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that is also a good time to go, though, because when you go anywhere off-season, you might find better hotel prices, you might
find better
deals on things, and a lot of you might have your summer vacation, so this is a good time to go.
And the island is nice and quiet. We've got a lot of small little coves and beautiful beaches on it. When you come in the summer, you can get a lot of these beaches entirely to yourselves. So it's a great time to come and just get lost in the island.
Love it. I love it. What would you say is one of your favorite things to do on the island?
I'm a big diver and a big sailor. Okay. So I go diving, and the dive sites are amazing. Grenada is the wreck capital of the Caribbean, so there's a ton of great wrecks, ton of great healthy reefs, and then the sailing. In January, February, March is the windy season. We have a lot of regattas, and there's tons of little islands dotting the coast. It's great sailing.
Okay. Well, it sounds like an amazing place.
It really
Rory
is.
And I have not yet been there, but I will start making plans now, because I'm going to make my own chocolate.
Excellent.
Because that's going to be awesome.
Yep, you will not regret it.
Well, thanks for the info. Where can people learn more about you guys? And
check us out at www.puregrenada.com. And come and check us out. There's tons you can do and see on the island. It's a small island, 10 miles by 20 miles, but we've got lots to do, from beaches to rainforest to river tubing to waterfalls. It's all there at the tip of your fingertips when you're visiting us. So check it out.
And English is a predominant language?
English is a predominant language, yes.
Okay.
And they're the friendliest people you will ever find. They'll make your trip. They'll make your stay.
I love it. All right, so go visit Grenada, folks. We'll see you there making chocolate. Thanks, Zach.
Pleasure. Thank you. Look forward to seeing you all in Grenada.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
We hope we've inspired you this episode.
So join us next time.
Please subscribe to, rate, and share our podcast with your friends.
Or, whomever.
And please like and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook.
We're also on Twitter. And on all social platforms, we are at The Romies.
That's
TheRoamies. And our main hub is our website
at www.theromies.com.
That's right. That's
TheRoamies.com. We'll be there until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Bye.